I'm Pastor Tim, and welcome to The Two Greatest. This is episode 1296, Eating a Little Poop. Ooh, gross. I'd never do that, you say. I think you would. In fact, I think you do. I think we all do. And it's time we paid attention to it. A couple days ago, I did an episode titled The Gatekeeper. If you missed it, it's episode 1293. You can go back and take a listen. Today, I want to expand on that idea by giving you a very vivid image to consider. Eating a little poop. This podcast is called The Two Greatest because Jesus told us the greatest commandments are to love God and to love others. And loving God and loving others means having some boundaries, means having some filter on what we allow into our lives so love can flow out of our lives. If someone you love and someone you trust said to you, "Hey, I baked you some delicious brownies. I love brownies, and this is a great recipe. There's chocolate goodness waiting for you, but you should know, there's a little poop mixed into the brownies. Not a lot, but a little." Would you eat the brownies? I hope not. Yet, that's what we do all the time with things we allow into our lives. And it often comes from well-meaning friends who recommend things to us. "You just gotta watch this show. It's so good. There are a few inappropriate scenes. This song is great. I love the tune. There are only a few bad words in it. Oh, listen, you got to read this book. It's so well written. Just overlook the times it takes God's name in vain and the morals and the values and the principles that are 180 degrees in opposition to the kingdom of God. But other than that, it's a really good book." Jeffrey Poor wrote, "Every minute of every day, we are bombarded with messages, from social media to billboards, news reports to political leaders, TV shows to influencers. We're constantly being told that we need to do something, believe something, watch something, see something. Christians need to take all these messages and filter them through what is true, through what God says is best. Without a proper filter, we will be influenced and start believing the wrong things. And this means we need to spend time learning what God says is best so that we can create that good filter. Be in the world, but not of the world, means that we're going to be around all these voices. And yet we have to be on guard to not be overly influenced by them." Listen, podcast family, the reality is this. You choose what you consume. But once you consume it, you don't get to choose how it affects your soul. Here's the great question. Are there areas of your life where you're eating a little poop? Let's pray. Heavenly Father, everything we see, everything we do and feel, everything we think and experience affects our soul. We are all getting a spiritual formation. It just may not be a very good one. Father, forgive us for the casual way we consume ideas and movies and shows and music and books and more that may be planting seeds of darkness into our souls, not the kingdom of light. We tell ourselves we can handle it, we can overlook it, but the truth is, Lord, we become like what we focus on. Father, clean up our diet of cultural consumption. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. I hope you'll join me tomorrow for episode 1297. In the meantime, if you don't believe me today, you might think it's not a big deal. Then hear the words of Scripture in 1 John 2:15 to 17. "Do not love the world or the things in the world. If anyone loves the world, the love of the Father is not in him. For all that is in the world, the desires of the flesh, the desires of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not from the Father, but is from the world. And the world is passing away along with its desires. But whoever does the will of God abides forever." I confess there have been church potlucks where I wouldn't eat certain dishes brought by certain people because, honestly, I didn't trust the health of what they were offering. Shouldn't we be even more selective about what we consume with our minds, our ears, our hearts, and our eyes? Lord, Help us to say no to eating a little poop.